the solemn, contemplative qualities of Christmas are, let's just say, hard to find.
Holidays are coming. Holidays are coming. Holidays are coming.
Tis the season. Watch out. Look around.
Come on, let's go a sale shopping. It's not for the week.
JCPenney's after Christmas sale. $10 off a coupon.
Take a look at Zodi's. Your Christmas savings department store.
You don't need any reminders of how the Christmas tradition in America has become intertwined with a kind of collective economic stimulus ritual. And if you are trying to limit your entanglement with Christmas commercialism, particularly that of your children, you have your work cut out for you. Who is really good at this spiritual escape aside from the Amish? Well, we thought we would check in with some families who aren't Christian and who are faced with the challenge every year of holding on to their traditions while the commercial temptations swirl around them. Jewish Joshua Winter from Brooklyn and his Hindu wife are raising two kids, and Fatima Ashraf is Muslim. She and her husband are also raising two kids. Fatima says there's no getting around the Christmas onslaught.
So we tend to be very honest with our kids, and Ibrahim, my husband, talks to them incessantly about our own tradition, and he's the storyteller. So he tells them the story of Christmas, the real story, the commercialized story, every version that he knows himself. And then he tells them the Muslim story and all the versions of that one so that they know the multiple lines of faith traditions and cultural traditions that are informing, you know, every which holiday. My role in all of this is to kind of minimize their exposure to the consumerist aspect of Christmas. To be totally honest, that's what I'm most concerned with.
Joshua, how do you deal with this and what are the complexities in your household?
Yeah, so I think building on what Fatima was saying, I mean, my wife is Hindu and I'm Jewish, and so we really just share the stories about each of our religions, and same with Christmas, and talk about how there are differences between different – everyone believes different things, and try to limit the gifts and the gift giving and not make that the focus of the holiday.
But what does it look like in your house, Josh? No tree, tree?
Oh, definitely no tree. We actually – we have a menorah and we light the menorah for the Hanukkah festival every year and talk about that and the meaning of the oil and how that lasted. And we have some snowflakes up, but we don't have lights or trees or any of those ornaments.
And as a result, are your kids less obsessed with the commercial elements that are everywhere around, as Fatima was suggesting?
I'd like to believe so. I think it's inevitable that they're always asking about gifts. And I have my in-laws actually are immigrants to the country 40 years ago, and they've kind of taken up Christmas as an American holiday. So we go visit their house every Christmas Eve, and they put up a fake tree and lights in their house. And give gifts the next morning, but it's not under the pretense that it's religious in any way.
You know, is that where this is headed for families like yours, Fatima, that Christmas is some sort of American patriotic holiday about stimulating the economy and much less about the traditional Christian values of, you know, a savior, a messiah, that sort of thing?
That's so interesting. I would say My family is also an immigrant family, and I was, you know, I'm first generation American. So my cousins, they have definitely adopted it as an American tradition. And a lot of them do what Josh's in-laws do with the lights and the tree and, you know, the parties and the gift giving without the religious connection to it. And it's interesting, like for Muslims, Eid is our holiday and it's quickly going down the same road. And part of the reason is because, you know, our kids say, well, we want presents too, and we want lights too, and we want to be able to commemorate our traditions in this special way that they see every year in December. And so a lot of my friends and a lot of my family members are doing the lights and the gift giving and that kind of thing on Eid as well.
Josh, how do you deal with the reality of Christmas everywhere and also maintaining some sense of that there's another story?
I think it's inevitable. So my daughter actually is in first grade, and they have these publishing parties at school where you go and they write a story and they read it to you. And I just went in on Friday, and she wrote a story about Christmas night. And I was somewhat surprised at first because she knows we don't celebrate that. And
were you somewhat surprised or were you horrified?
Leaning towards horrified.
Okay.
I would say this: the story that she wrote was going to sleep and wanting gifts in the morning and then realizing when she wakes up that it's not Santa that brings the gifts, but it's her family that gave them to her.
How do you respond to the people that think, okay, this is just another war on Christmas conversation by a bunch of lefties who, you know, are intolerant of the prevailing culture? Fatima?
Yeah, I'm not great in those conversations at all. I'm kind of at that point in my life where I don't have the energy to debate and discuss and try to get people to agree with me. It's kind of do as you wish.
But I can say, you know, Merry Christmas, Fatima, right? And
yes. So that's definitely, you know, something that I was raised with, accepting everybody's traditions and letting everybody do as they wish around their own holiday, right? And so my mom always used to say Merry Christmas to our neighbors, and our neighbors would say Merry Christmas to her. And at school, she would give our teachers Christmas presents. You know, she really respected everybody for their holiday. And then, you know, when it came time for our stuff, it was more educate, educate, educate. But when it was time for their stuff, it was, okay, let's participate. So there was that level of there's no need to, you know, not wish someone something, especially if it has the word Merry in it. Like, that's only a good thing. But to, you know, take part in is a whole nother conversation.
And if I could just jump in.
Sure, go ahead.
I would say, you know, it's something we talked about earlier. It's about appreciating the differences and learning about different cultures. So it's not necessarily a war on Christmas, but it's about learning what Christmas is really about. To the point earlier about telling the stories of how they come about, how that holiday came about in the Christian religion versus Hanukkah in the Jewish religion, and so forth.
Joshua Winter and Fatima Ashraf, have a happy holiday, guys.
Merry Christmas. Thank you so much, Sean. Merry Christmas to you.
There you go. So do you have any variations on the celebration of Christmas?
Hi, this is Molly from Edmond, Oklahoma. I was actually raised Jehovah's Witness, so we didn't celebrate Christmas. But my parents also didn't want me to feel left out. So we would get presents, and we would just call them I love you presents.
Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Tell us your family story. Follow us on Twitter, at The Takeaway, all one word, at The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.